Welcome back to our program, Fairhope Hospice Presents. We have great guests here with us today. We have Twyla Summers, the Director of Volunteers for Fairhope. Welcome back, Twyla.
Thank you, Denise. It's good to be back.
Oh, it is. And we have Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator. Welcome back, Rick.
Having a good time, learning a lot from Twyla.
I know. She is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to our volunteer program. And, you know, just to remind, you know, if you were listening to the first segment, we talked about our volunteer program and that we probably have probably close to 120 volunteers now or more. But one of the things that is required for hospice care is that 5% of all the care we provide have to be volunteer hours. And we are licensed by the state of Ohio. And when they come in to license us, they actually compute that. And if we're not meeting that, we would be in violation. So, you know, Twyla's job is very important. And all of our volunteer care is very important to our organization. Mm-hmm. You know, I often think, Rick, when our forefathers set up hospice for this country, they wanted it to be a community-based program, you know. Mm-hmm. So they wanted friends and families taking care of friends and families, and that's what we do. But it's just so nice that people want to volunteer to do that.
And really, hospice was developed by volunteers. You know, the doctors and nurses who began the hospice movement were doing that on their own in the evenings.
Right.
So it was volunteer-generated, and, you know, the volunteers do. They bring that kind of down-home feeling to it.
You know, and here, our own Fairhope Hospice was started by volunteers. Dr. Mark Miller, mm-hmm. who's still on our board, I mean, all these years was one of the original
volunteers.
And then from the early days, I mean, Greg Wentz, an attorney here in town, has been involved. And mm-hmm. we've had a lot of physicians. Dr. Snyder, you know, Dr. Lassar was one of our first medical directors. But then, and we've actually had physicians volunteer for us. I know when Brian Varney started with us, Dr. Varney, he started as a volunteer physician. You know, just a few years ago. Now, how many physicians are going to volunteer their time like that? I mean, it's hard because they're very busy. They have busy hours.
Yeah.
Dr. Ron Osgood, mm-hmm. radiologist, he became a volunteer. Was that last year?
Yep. He's been with us over a year now. Yeah. And he still works.
And he still works. And he is on our board of trustees now, too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's nice to have physicians involved. But we take, you know, people with really that don't have any experience in medical. Or, you know, they just want to give back. They want to help people that have needs.
Yeah. When I started as a volunteer, I was leasing field offices for construction companies at a job site. So, I mean, I had nothing to do with hospice, but what I could do, no experience, but what I could do is talk to the patients and bring home. I didn't have an agenda, so I didn't have a medical agenda. I didn't have anything just to talk and be friends.
Well, you know,
and that's what volunteers do.
It's amazing. I mean, Dr. Dunbar is president of our board, David Dunbar, and he had his practice when he was volunteering all these years for us. So, I mean, it's mm-hmm. just amazing, you know, how much people want to give, but they have been touched by hospice and mm-hmm. they know the importance of this type of care. So,
well, and you know, when I started out volunteering, I was just a stay-at-home mom, and one day I fell down some steps, broke both my arms, and said, God, get me through this, and I want to help somebody who can't help themselves. And the next thing I knew, I saw a little ad in the paper for hospice. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I was thinking, what experience could I bring except for, gosh, I could help somebody that couldn't use their arms.
Sure.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you say that. You had no background for hospice. I didn't either, and we both saw an ad in the paper, which was our stimulus. A lot of times people have family members who have been through it and they want to give back. And I really don't have any excuse. I just wanted to do it, and I don't know why.
But well, and so oftentimes, I know the night I meet with volunteers, you know, I kind of like to get to know them, and I hear so many good stories. But I think the number one reason people volunteer for Fairhope is that we've taken good care of their loved one. Mm-hmm. And they've waited, you know, a year or so, and they really want to give back to others that have that same need.
Well, and they always say to me, I only hear good about your organization, and so that's why I want to volunteer for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're one of the few places that most people don't tend to take advantage of us. Any place I've been, I've volunteered in other organizations, and people sometimes can figure out certain systems, and they want to get some free things through the agency. For us, it's not like that. People prefer not to be on hospice if they had a choice. You know, so when they sure. do sign on, they need help, and that's what we do. The volunteers help them.
Well, and I think I want our volunteers to be wanted, not burdened. And so I try very hard to work around their schedules and try to work with them. And if they can't sit with a patient or they can't come into the Pickering house, all I ask is, please let me call you back, and we'll set up another time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do have to think that they do have a life outside of hospice, and it's all about working with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. And I know, you know, one thing that you do that I think is really nice is that, you know, once you go through the training, you're not done. I mean, you have monthly groups, monthly meetings where volunteers, you know, gather, and you sometimes have educational offerings for them, but it's a time to, you know, really for them to discuss things, questions, issues, stories, you know, of care that they've been involved with, or, you know, maybe care in the Pickering House. And I think you usually have those days in the evening to accommodate schedules.
We have them at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and at 6 o'clock in the evening, and it seems to work out really well because we have some volunteers that, you know, really can't drive after dark.
Sure.
But one of the fun things about our meetings is just the fun that we have.
We've
got a good group of people, and it seems like when they come in, they always see another volunteer and go, wow, I didn't know you volunteered for Fair Hope. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a great way for people to get to know each other. We do really have a good time.
That's what I told Twyla when I hired her. I said, you know what, this really has potential to be the best, funnest job in our organization, because, you know, you get volunteers to help do things, and just, you know, they're just delightful. You know, people, I mean, if you can imagine the type of person that wants to volunteer for hospice, they're giving, you know, they're, you know, of themselves, and they're just, we just attract really good people. So we appreciate all you volunteers out there. And if you're volunteering for another organization, you know, we appreciate that as well, because we know we're not the only ones in the community that need volunteers. So we appreciate you.
Twyla brought up a good point that many people, when they come in to volunteer, they don't want to do patient care. They don't want to do a certain area. And once they go through the training, they find out hospice is actually a very good, loving organization, not a something to be fearful of. And once, you know, she teaches the volunteers what we do, people just open up, and then they tell other people, say, this isn't as bad as you thought. It's really a good place.
Well, and one of the things we do that is really fun, we have fundraisers that our volunteers are involved with, and I think the one I look forward to every summer is our Trash to Treasures.
I can clean up my garage.
Yeah, it's like a big garage sale, right?
And it is, and every year it is growing. It just amazes me. Every year I think, how can we get more and more stuff? But we do.
Mm-hmm.
We made $500 more this year than we made last year. But we just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You come in and you see us laughing, and it doesn't seem, for one day, it doesn't seem like it's work. Actually, it's 2 days because we set up on Friday, but it just doesn't seem like work. And we've got volunteers that are in their 70s and 80s, and you just never know it. You know, when they're down there and they're working. And I always say, don't go pay for a facelift. Come to hospice, be a hospice volunteer, and you'll look young, because it seems to be happening to all of them.
It does. It's fun. I mean, well, this is, the event I'm discussing really is, it was at the fairgrounds. What was the date on that?
We have it the second Saturday in June.
So it's always the second Saturday in June.
And it's already set up for next year, so mark it on your calendar.
And when you come straight in the fairgrounds, you can't miss it. It's on the right. It's very easy to find. And there's usually another flea market, if you will, another fundraiser at the same time, so it's getting to be a little carnival atmosphere.
So you can go from one to another then.
Yeah, I think it's an animal agency that has a fundraiser. So we kind of go back and forth. Like, the same volunteers do it every year, more wanting to, but it is. It's an annual event everybody looks forward to.
Well, and now that the word's getting out and we've got this one location, and it's, you know, you can come whether it's rain or sunshine.
Yeah, inside.
Great parking. People are putting it on their calendar and they're showing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's fun to donate and it's also fun to shop. I actually got a couple treasures. I remember I had gotten a glass vase that has you know, flowers painted on it for my iced tea and lemonade, and that's nice. Some cookbooks I passed on to my daughter and my daughter-in-law. So, you know, you always need cookbooks. I think I got them for a quarter. Betty Crocker. I mean, nice cookbooks.
That's one of the things. We have great prices.
Yes.
And I won't bring up the fact that I bought a Walkman cassette player with headset. Still in the blister pack. And I had all these tapes that I couldn't use, and now I can use them.
So you just don't know what you're going to find.
And I bought plants. They seem to be a big seller. People just started going to their families and friends, and they brought in plants.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we sold them for anywhere from a quarter to a dollar, and people were loving it.
I had some old car magazines, and a guy came and bought them all for $5. He was happy. So, yeah, just you can't imagine the variety of things that are there.
Well, and we had people from Columbus and Pickerington and Pataskala who drove all the way down here to drop things off. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cool.
So we actually had foreign items all the way from Pataskala.
Well, I think that's a good example of what our volunteers do. And they're just there to help with whatever needs we have, really.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good time. We have, the cookie walk coming in December. That's something else you don't want to miss. We always have it at St. John's. In the last couple of years, it snowed just perfect. So, good cookies.
And, you know, sometimes you'll see two Santa Clauses instead of one.
Yep, I thought I had bifocals on. I go, wait a minute here. So, we have one down the street, one up the street. But, yeah, it's a good time. We need the volunteers.
Well, if you're interested in volunteering, please call Twyla.
At?
687-654.
Okay, let's start over. We'll call Twyla at 654-7077.
It's the volunteers have to memorize it. She doesn't.
Right. It's like your own phone number. You never know.
She started giving you her home phone number, but you're going to get through a lot better if you call work here. So
654-7077 or 800-994-7077.
Absolutely. So. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening today. I want to thank Twyla Summers and Rick Schneider for being with us. And remember, celebrate life.